Okay, this is going to be the quietest from the stands ever because the game's been over for, what time is it? 3:13. The game's been over for quite a while. I didn't want to miss the press conference. There's just too much to do between, like, I need to talk for 10 minutes about this game, and then I would have missed the press conference, and I would have missed everything else, and I wanted to get down and be on the field for the, I get my what happened here shot. So, yeah, there's no crowd noise because the game ended like 45 minutes ago. But I need to get into these thoughts. Here's where we're gonna go. This is the calmest I've ever been after a huge win. And that's, you know, I said at the end of the podcast I did on Tuesday, like, this is different. This is different. This right here is different. Okay. Not run on the road, beat Wisconsin 34-10. Not like, yes, obviously we haven't won here in 20 years, so that's different. But my emotion toward the game is different. Like, it's a totally different feeling. I'm confident. I feel good. I'm ready for Iowa. I'm not like over the top, zany, crazy Robert running around after the Nebraska win in 15 or whatever. Like, oh, this never happens. I better really enjoy it. Like, I have no feeling right now of this rarely is, you know, got to enjoy these moments because the 4-8 season comes. I'm totally and completely calm. I'm standing in the Wisconsin end zone. I'm looking up at 80,000 seats of a silenced crowd that basically hung around for jump around. And then, as the tweet of the day, someone responded to me, pack it up, pack it in, and off they went. It's just a completely different feeling. I can't explain it. I have never been this calm after a huge win, and it's glorious. Like, I just have a confidence. You know, look, I predicted a 27-20 loss, right? I thought this would be a loss. I thought this would be, you know, I thought, look, they're still Wisconsin, we're still Illinois. And now I have to recalibrate everything. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I'm not afraid to say this. You ready? We might be the favorite in the Big Ten West. I booked a trip to Maryland for a Friday night basketball game, first Friday in December, and then on to New York City for the Tuesday Jimmy V Classic Texas game basketball, and then back home. That Saturday, the day after the Maryland game, is the Big Ten championship game, and I'm thinking, I hope I did refundable, like, I hope the hotel room in Maryland isn't, I hope I can still cancel that. I hope I didn't do the prepay. Like, I have to legitimately think about Indy now. That's not a joke. That's not me going crazy. That's not like after us beating, after we beat, who was it? Okay. Michigan State. That's what it is. After Michigan State 2019, I went back to the hotel room and I wrote that whole in between when Barker caught it. And when we finally realized in the stands that it was a touchdown lies the rebirth of Illinois football. And it didn't mean anything. And I was so zany and crazy and running around, and you can go listen to that from the stands. It's the craziest thing and everything else. I'm not that right now. I'm happy. Do not get me wrong. I am pleased. I am proud of my team. I am all those things, but I'm not zany, crazy. I got to enjoy this because this rarely happens. What I am is calm and unafraid to say things like, are we the favorite in the Big Ten West? Because we might be the favorite in the Big Ten West. If we beat Iowa and beat Minnesota, we're in the driver's seat. And I think we can beat Iowa and beat Minnesota. Driver's seat for Indy. I'm going to make sure my hotel rooms are refundable for the trip to Maryland that Friday night. It's just so crazy how I don't have those fears I always have. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't jinx it. I don't feel that at all. Like, I am not... I will probably never have a better time of wearing Illini gear around a visiting city than I will tonight. I honestly won't. Like, it's not just this, hey, we won, better put the Illini gear and run around. It's a cool, calm, collected, hey, things have changed. I don't care about the Badger narrative. I don't care about, Brett came back. I don't care, you know, oh, I wish we had Bielma, not Chris. Maybe they're saying that. I don't care. I have my team, which is now 4-1. Just won on the road at Wisconsin. Comes home for 2 games to put ourselves in the driver's seat for Indy. I mean, it feels good to say that in a cool, calm, collected voice instead of crazy running around, oh my God, Robert. This is just how I feel. Like, I'm standing on the red part of the end zone right now. Like, I'm walking over the W. At some point, somebody's going to come tell me, sir, you can't be out there. But, like, this is... real. This is the Wisconsin end zone. This is a stadium we haven't won since I was in my 20s. I turned 50 in 3 months. And we just won. And didn't, like, won just like a shrug fourth quarter. You know, I'm always worried. I'm always pacing. I'm always doing that. But I really wasn't. Like, it's, you just have that thought, wait, they would have to go up and down the field 3 times. There's no way they can do this against this defense. They just can't. They don't have the receivers to do it. They don't, I mean, maybe Mertz could go off, but they just don't have the weapons to make that happen. And without those weapons, there's no way Wisconsin is going to get to, you know, once we got it to 31, it's like, there's no way they're going to get to 31. They probably won't get to 24. Even 21-10, it was like, I don't know if they can get to there. They had one scripted drive early, and that's it. So that's why this is so great. That's why I'm so glad I've like waited until it's quiet out here. And I'm just walking across the Wisconsin end zone. Like, I'm at the S now. You know? I get to be here, and I get to watch my team do this. And now I get to go celebrate with my friends and high-five every single person wearing orange. I'm going to go immediately to the hotel and put everything orange on that I own. And I'm going to spend the entire night around Madison being proud of my school and team and thinking about Indy. Ladies and gentlemen, in the coolest, calmest, most collected voice I can ever use, I would like to close with, go Illini.